The SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking about building unshakable hope with New York Times bestselling author Max Lucado on SOS Radio. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. So you've been leading churches and counseling families and writing books for over 40 years. And as you look back on all the stories you've seen God write, what have you learned about keeping hope alive when you just feel like everything around you just feels terrible?
Well, I think that hope is always possible. I think it's a promise that God gives us, that He wants our lives not to enjoy occasional hope, but to really be hope-filled people. The challenge is we live in a society that seems to really take our hope away, that suctions our hope out of us. And so we have to make deliberate decisions along the way that will help us access the hope that God offers. So I guess the answer to your question is 40 years have taught me that hope's possible, but you got to reach out for it.
How do we decipher when our emotions are getting in the way of us actually seeing the breakthroughs that God wants to do?
Well, our emotions are really not to be trusted. You know, sometimes the weather, the physical situation of our bodies, the traffic, all those things can mess with our emotions. What a disciple tries to do, I believe, is trust God even when we don't have the emotion that we would prefer. And hope is not necessarily an emotion, although it certainly can lead to a positive emotion. Hope is a decision to believe that God is good. First of all, that God is, and then secondly, that God is good, and then thirdly, that He is up to something good. And so we believe in His existence, we believe in His character, we believe in His actions. This is, I think, right at the core of where our hope comes from, understanding and believing in the character of God.
We're talking to Max Lucado today on SOS Radio, and obviously our heart breaks for all the families just digging out of Hurricane Florence this week. What's the best way to take authority over worry? Because as soon as we hear about terrible things, there's a storm brewing in the Philippines, there's one brewing over by Hawaii, there's a couple others in the Caribbean as well, but it's like worry just kind of stops us dead in our tracks.
Doesn't it, though? And if it's not a literal storm barreling down on your coastline, it could very well be a marital storm or a financial storm or an employment storm. And so during those seasons, I think it's really important to be able to have a resource to turn to. And God has given us a variety of things, good friends. He's given us worship, but also He's given us scripture, Scott. And I think this is absolutely important. I see scripture a bit like a quiver in which we deposit the arrows that we can turn to on a regular basis to deal with some of these frightening thoughts that come into our mind. When an anxious thought comes your way, rather than give in to that anxious thought, especially in this new book, I talk about the importance of grabbing a promise, turning to a promise from God, and believing, for example, that all things work together for good. Or Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So I think it's important for each and every one of us to have a cache, a backpack, if you will, of scriptures that are promises that we can turn to. And the minute we feel that hurricane wind of fear and anxiety begin to try to blow us over, we say, wait a second, no, God said something about this. There's a promise in the Bible about this. And rather than give in to the anxious thought, we begin to dig in and find the hopeful thought, and that is built upon a promise. You know, there's about 7,000 promises in the Bible. 7,000. And that leads me to say that wherever there's a problem, there's got to be a promise. And so let's avail ourselves of these promises and put them to good use.
That's really good about the promises. And I think every time we go through a storm, we got to look back to see where we're anchored. The wise man builds his house on the rock. The foolish man builds his house on the sand. And when a storm is coming and the wind is howling and the rain is just drenching you, you look down and you say, am I anchored in God's promises? Or am I just trying to hold on to something with the limited strength that I actually have as a human?
Anybody with any boat experience knows you don't anchor to another person. you know, if I'm in the bass boat and I need to anchor, I don't hand the anchor to another fisherman in the same boat, you know. I don't anchor to another boat. I don't anchor to maybe a piece of driftwood on the shore. I look around or I let the anchor sink. until it hooks onto something that is stronger than the current or stronger than the storm. This is the call that we're given as Christians. You know, really, as Christians, all we're doing that's different than anybody else is we're anchoring our lives and souls to Jesus Christ. But this is the call that we're given. We anchor our hope, our souls to Jesus Christ. And that's huge. That's huge. We don't anchor ourselves to position or some possessions or to a politician, because we've learned, haven't we? We've learned those are not trustworthy. They may be good. They may be decent people. They may be wonderful gifts, but we've learned that they too can be sucked out to sea. We anchor ourselves to the living presence of Jesus Christ and trust him to be our source of strength during the storm.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about how we actually build unshakable hope with Max Lucado today on SOS Radio. And Max, you've written a ton of books. You preach at your church in Texas week after week, and you're always searching for a fresh perspective on God's truth. But what do you do when you don't feel creative, Max?
Which happens quite often. Well, you know, two or three things on that, just kind of quickly. One is I've learned that the Holy Spirit can inspire us. He can work through our inspiration and our perspiration. You know, sometimes if you're in charge of preaching sermons or writing classes, you don't feel motivated to do it, but you do it because that's your job. It's just your assignment in life. And I think some of my most enjoyable sermons have come because I said, well, Sunday's here in about 3 days. I better put my butt in that seat and get some work done. You know, I don't feel real inspired. I'm going to write a sermon that's going to change the world. You know, I say, oh, boy, it's Wednesday. I better get to work. Consequently, though, that obedience gets blessed. God blesses obedience. And so sometimes it just kind of comes down to that. Now, there are many times you do get a great idea, and you feel like you got some headwinds, and you can say, oh, boy, this is going to be great, and it does. It turns out great. But don't feel bad if you're just, you know, saying, well, it's my job, and I told them I'd teach that class. God can work through that every bit as much as he can work through a moment of inspiration.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times as we're growing in our faith, we really want to get to the intimacy of God. And there's some days where we don't feel that, and I think we undersell the obedience part of actually just doing that and sticking to the routine and sticking to the quiet time and sticking to the plan, and then that leads to it eventually. Have you found that to be the truth?
Yeah, and it's probably true in your work. I would imagine that you don't feel enthused every day when you're coming to do your job, to do your ministry, and yet you do it. And like I say, God blesses that obedience. I have a little quote that I keep on my desk, and it says, I only write when I'm inspired, but I see to it that I'm inspired every day.
Well, we're talking about how we're building our lives on the promises of God. Unshakable Hope's a new book that Max Lucado wrote, just released. And Max, when we dig into learning about God, sometimes we miss the anchors that the promises are underneath that. We just think like, hey, I'm pursuing God. I'm pursuing big picture vision. But we just kind of gloss over the promises that he's made for us.
Yeah, so let's get specific on them. And that's the idea that I have in this book. I just presented, you know, the 12 or 13 promises that have really meant a lot to me through the years. Like Psalm 30 and verse 6, weeping may come for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Matthew 11:28, I turn to quite often. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, or the promise in 1 Corinthians about death. Death is swallowed up in victory. We have these promises that are so valuable, but they don't do us any good if we don't ponder them, if we don't proclaim them, and we don't pray them. And so I'm hoping, my desire is that somebody will read this book and say, hey, that was really, I love the way Lucado modeled that principle of finding promises. Now it's my job to find my own list and set out on the task of creating your own list of promises that mean a lot to you.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.